From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that there will be at least two debates between candidates running for governor this year. The debates announced so far, June 7th and 16th, will be between Democrats in the primary election. Incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul, Long Island Representative Tom Suozzi, and New York City Public Advocate Jamani Williams are expected to participate in the debate. Williams, who is running on the Working Families Party line, wanted more than two debates, but says that Hochul previously said she would participate in, and I quote, multiple debates, end quote. She would only agree to two forums with the other candidates. Williams said, and I quote, the governor's refusal to accept additional invitations demonstrates an aversion to transparency and an unwillingness to speak openly about her own record, end quote. Suozzi said Hochul, and I quote, does not want to face the hard-hitting questions about her failures, end quote, on campaign issues such as crime, taxes, and corruption. Suozzi said, and I quote, the voters should be entitled to hold her accountable, end quote. Instead of creating debates that all media could air, the June 7th debate will be hosted by WCBS TV Channel 2, CBS News New York, and News Radio 880, all in New York City. The other debate on June 16th will be hosted by NBC New York, Telemundo 47, and the Times Union. Read more about this story in the Times Union. New York State of Politics reports that though the New York State Labor Department's Farm Laborers Wage Board voted in January to treat farm workers the same as most other workers, they are still not getting overtime pay after a week of 40 hours of work. Richard Witt, executive director of Rural Migrant Ministry, said, and I quote, I'm really at a loss as to what is taking so long. For years, actually, we've heard the Farm Bureau and other farmers say that they couldn't afford this change, and the governor put in the budget a tax credit that would enable them to afford it. So I think the governor has addressed their main concern. So I'm really at a loss as to why this delay, end quote. The Farm Laborers Wage Board still needs to vote to adopt its official report from January. Then State Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon will have 45 days from when she receives the report to approve it or overturn the vote. Most all workers in New York get overtime pay after 40 hours of work in a week, but not farm workers. Which said, and I quote, there's really no moral justification for not treating farm workers the same. They have families, they need to pay their bills, end quote. Farmers who would have to pay the overtime rates are opposed to farm workers being treated the same way as grocery store employees. On May 11th, the Business Council of New York State, the National Federation of Independent Businesses of New York, and Upstate United sent letters to Governor Kathy Hochul asking to keep the threshold for farm workers' overtime at 60 hours of labor a week. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Tim Martin reports that Catskill High School plays Chatham for the Patroon Baseball Conference title on May 13th. Catskill defeated Maple Hill May 11th, 3-2 to advance, while Chatham beat Greenville 9-3 on May 11th. The conference championship takes place at 4:30 p.m. at Columbia Green Community College. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.